Malachy O'Rourke, back-to-back Ulster club champions. What sort of an achievement is that for this group, do you feel?
That's a brilliant achievement, you know, and I suppose it's happened so quick as well, you know. To win one championship was brilliant, to be able to back that up, and then to you know, to win an Ulster title last year, the disappointment, I suppose, of the All-Ireland final and the fallout from that and so on. I suppose, you know, the boys could have went either way. They could have sort of wallowed in their disappointment for a while and forgot about this year. But in fairness to them, Evan was really committed. Evan was really keen on improving and trying to get better. And look at a really tough Derry championship. We're delighted to get through that. And then every game in Ulster has been a real test of resolve and character and all the rest. You know, and I suppose we hadn't hit the heights, but we knew today we were going to have to, Scotland were going to come and really test us. And particularly in the second half, I thought we played well and I think we ran out deserving winners, but it was tough going.
Did you feel it was justified that you weren't really hitting the heights? Did you sort of accept that within, that you hadn't or not? Or did you feel it was maybe harsh?
To be honest with you, I thought we were playing better than a lot of people were giving us credit for. And you know, the teams we were playing, you know, we played Carrigan, we played Meath Connell, and both of them set up, you know, it is a fairly defensive way. It's really hard to break teams down like that there. So we felt that our teamwork and you know, how hard we were working for each other around the field and all that was really good. It was just, I suppose, that we would have been a wee bit disappointed in our finishing at times. So it wasn't a case that we didn't think that we weren't playing well. We just felt that we needed to get a wee bit better up in the scoring end of the pitch. But as well as that, we always felt that you know, that we could move up a level as well, and we knew we needed to be, and we felt that, particularly the second half today, I thought we did that.
Did you just win the toss?
I think we did win the toss. I think did we did, and yeah.
Elected to play against.
I think we did. I think we just did feel that. I thought the wind was sort of gathering momentum, if you like, as the game went on. I thought that that's what we felt before. That, you know, that if we. You know, say they have a really strong first half, that there wasn't much in it, that you know, the elements would obviously favour the second half and maybe even get stronger, so that's why we did that.
Conor McCarthy played most of his football at wing back, but they started with him and Jack McCarron and Darren Hughes inside. Was that a concern about their approach with the breeze?
We sort of thought that might happen, you know, and that's hard to contend with, because usually the structure would have and different people picking up different players, you know, that sometimes goes out the wind and your fella's been dragged all over the place. So I thought in the first half that was causing us a wee bit of bother. I thought as the game were on and in the second half then we came to grips with that more. We were more settled looking. We looked to have a more secure structure about us. And I thought the second half. But again, the lads on the field take the responsibility on themselves, and there's a serious amount of communication goes on there and are able to solve a lot of them problems themselves.
Only two down at half time. Would you have been happy with that margin if you were? What was the significant factor in hanging into that margin, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I thought to be honest with you, 2 points wasn't a bad way to go into half time, although I didn't think we were playing as well as we would have liked. I thought we were giving them a wee bit too much space at times, you know, and we wanted. So second half was just a case of going out and everybody picking up their individual level of performance and just the level of our team performance as well. And we felt if we did that in such a tight game and just then were a wee bit more clinical with the chance we got, we'd be right in the game, and that's how it proved. But look at here, again, the boys take great credit. It's all right, me saying stuff. Look at, they have to go out and they have to battle in tough conditions there, and just delighted for them that they were able to do it.
You were chatting there about, you know, people looking after their own game. Union kicked his third point from where we're standing right now. Ethan Doherty was involved in maybe the first three or four attacks from memory of that half. Was that the changing of it from 3-0 down, do you feel?
Yeah, well, it definitely was. You know, Union's 3 points were big scores, you know. But no, I just felt I thought we were better in their kickouts in the second half. We didn't give them as much. We didn't give them as many attacking chances. When we had the ball then, we looked more threatening as well. And obviously the wind helped us a wee bit. But no, all the boys chipped in. You know, I think we had 8 different scores. So that's a massive thing as well, you know. But no, I just thought all over the field we were here. Look at the boys played really well as a team. And look at that. That's what's got us through.
He's went ahead in the 43rd minute for the first time. Scotstoun got level. I think it was Conor Glass's point, put his head again. He's finished strong.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, look at a lot of these games come down to that last 10, 15 minute period. And it's in those periods that you want to, as I always say to the boys, like, that's the time you need to keep a clear head, you know, because there's so many things happening and there's things going for you, things going against you, decisions and everything else. And look, if you lose the running or whatever, you get too emotional, then you're not in a position to make them good decisions. So that was the case, and the boys are really good at, you know, and we've done that in a lot of our games, you know, just being able to finish the games well. And look, at it certainly proved the case again today.
You needed Conlon Bradley up there at the very end, maybe the last play of the game, or the last meaningful one.
That's right. No, it was a great save, and you know, especially I suppose times he you know, hadn't that much to do, and you have to just keep your concentration. It was going in the back of net, but he was able to turn it over the bar.
A great day,
you know, great delight for the club, you know, the great club and great people involved. It means so much to them, and just delighted for everyone, and especially for the players who've put so much into it and put their lives on hold and are so proud of the you know, of representing the club. So delighted for them.
You'll hardly worry about an All Ireland right now, but it will be there at some point. The last four.
I will here. To be honest with you, we'll enjoy this first of all, and it's not so much about an All Ireland. It's an All Ireland semi final, and we're playing a really quality team in Kilmacud. We know that from last year, so we'll dust ourselves down after a few days and prepare as best we can for that. And look, we'll try and put our best foot forward again.